Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
So I thought Fred Cowgill was going to weep on Bob's show. Bob.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Maybe Biscuit's leaving. Maybe I start my own Louisville blog.
And James Strebel.
Well, man, he talked back to the MOP. He's a horse man. He knows horses.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I felt bad for Ennis because it wasn't a terrible question. Stop. I'm already going further than I want to, so cut his mic. I got to tell somebody about RGB Home Theaters.
Cut his mic. Oh, boy, do we have a show coming up today. Ah, it's The Take. It's 302. You know it's us. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel will be alongside here momentarily. Mitchell Hannigan.
Mitch.
I mean, that's you. That's Doc insane. Your voice.
I know it is.
So now Mitch is back at the station. We got you for the next 3 hours here on The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. Many ways to be a part of the show. The best is the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. Again, 437-9680. Mitch, we're going to dive into it, but a good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I'm moving a little bit slow today.
Yeah.
Which is not good because we got the gas bags tonight.
Well, Strebel and I were worried about you when we didn't hear from you until like noon today. Like, I was legit worried if something happened to you. Like gambling debts, someone showed up, those guys broke into your apartment again to quote-unquote fix the roof. Whatever the hell has happened to you, I was worried about you at about 11:35 today. I was like, I hope something's not wrong with Mitch.
No, I did have to deal with maintenance again today, but I was just working and not checking the time, and then, yeah, I'd look over and it's like noon. I was like, oh, man. I was like,
well, look at you. I'm working. Yeah. The Reds are going to win, probably. That's not going to make you happy. I'm not sure why I brought it up. It's on the TV in front of me. Yeah, nobody cares. I don't care. I don't know why I brought that up. I apologize for simply bringing that up. All right, so 437-9680. Pat Forty going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We're still running down a couple other things, including I hope Nick and Bob don't get mad. But we did reach out to our guy, Paul B. Incardi of ESPN, because the announcement, which was set for today, got moved to Saturday, back to today. It is May 12th today. Yeah, that was the original date. Ty Washington, if you're a Kentucky fan, will be committing tonight on SportsCenter at 9 o'clock. So I'm sure Kentucky fans will be locked into that. And so we shall see. I sent Paulie. Maybe we need to check and see if I have an old number, but I did send the number I used for all those years getting him on with Bobby V. That's the number that I use, Mitch. So we just reached out to him. Obviously, the Ty Washington news. And Mitch mumbled something in my ear. It was erotic, if you will. He mumbled into my ear, and I totally forgot about this, but this is because you and Strebel always have this love-hate relationship. That's the kind of relationship that you have. But you bring up a good point as we were going off the air yesterday about all the rumors of big news happening today. So go ahead, Mitch, because big boy's on his way, and you know he's listening, unless he's listening to KSR podcast. You know he's listening, and maybe we'll get him riled up here early in the show.
Yeah, Strebel yesterday was touting his sources that Kentucky may get Sahvir Wheeler sooner than expected. And so me and you are sitting around.
There was big recruiting news. And it's the kid's name Baldwin who went to Milwaukee.
Yes.
He's a top five kid. His dad coaches at Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And instead of going to like Duke or, you know, someplace like Duke, I think what Georgetown was up there.
Yeah.
The news of the day, that was a big recruiting moment. He was number four in the country, seen as a one and done, a first round pick, everything. A really good player, and Coach K really wanted him, but he stays home and his his dad's going to coach him at UW-Milwaukee. So that was the first big piece of news. And then the second big piece of recruiting news was out there.
Jason Jordan from Sports Illustrated put out there, not might be the only big news of the day tomorrow, or what is today.
Right.
And then that's when Strebel was like, yeah, I've been hearing these rumblings that Sevier Wheeler might commit to Kentucky sooner than expected.
So all day we've been waiting for Sevier Wheeler. Like, and so have Kentucky fans.
I was going to reach out to our guy, Mike Griffith, down in Georgia that people love.
Mike Griffith.
I was like, I'm ready. I just need Sevier to commit. And like, I'll shoot the message. So we're sitting here waiting around, and then this news comes out that Ty Washington is going to commit tonight.
3 days early.
Three days early. Yeah. So Strebel is wrong.
Well, it sure looks like that. Yeah, yeah, it sure does. But he's not the only one. I think he got lost in the blogger boy world.
Oh, no. It was Jack Pilgrim and Kyle Tucker and all. Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, but those guys, some of those guys do have really good sources.
No, yeah, you're right. But
I don't know what Strebel was doing, though.
Yeah, I don't know what he was either.
I don't know. And I'm not asking him to give up his sources, but we left yesterday with him being, like, very awkward that he thought Sevier Wheeler, and I feel like I'm saying that name wrong, but I only saw Georgia one time. I was getting the brain tickler, okay? You can save that for the mixtape. I was getting the COVID test, and as Georgia scored the final shot to beat Kentucky, I was literally getting a stick jammed up my nose to see if I had COVID, you know, and Ence was in there. So that's what my night was like on that fateful Tuesday or Wednesday. So we have Ty Washington. That's going to happen tonight. Sevier Wheeler, who has any idea if that's going to happen tonight? And then just a couple things that we'll get to. NFL schedule stuff, Coach K murmuring / rumors. We'll get to all of that stuff as we go today. We'll get a saw. Oh, by the way, I received, right as we were going on the air, Mitch, what I would consider would be big-time news for the Gas Bags tonight. 4 o'clock. Do you want to do that right at 4 o'clock?
Yeah, let's do it at 4 o'clock.
You want to tease that a little bit? A little tease? We can tease a little bit.
Yeah, we can tease.
All right, so we'll do that. Pat 40 at 4:30. We're running down a couple things, and we'll get your text, 437-968. Yes, I know there's not three listeners that care about the Reds. I know. I don't. They were in front of me. I have no idea why I mentioned the Cincinnati Reds. Anyway, so I think and we have Baffert news. By the way, someone stood up to Bob Baffert. We'll get to that as well. And, you know, I think an interesting, and I got, you know, well, I've struggled finding, and Mitch, we've talked about this, Louisville topics right now because I'm just not interested in the should Chris Mack do media. He ain't going to do media with me, okay? If he gives a press conference, that would be great. That would give us something to talk about, and I think he ultimately will. By the way, Greer and Jeff Borzello today, sounding like today, tomorrow, Friday soon, we're going to have news on that second assistant spot. And then I think at that point, for me, I would put Chris Mack kind of on the clock, if you will. But Greer talked about this today with and without Jeff Borzello. And that is, you know, Remy Martin becomes available out in the Pac-12 with Arizona State. I really think, but I didn't know how to make this interesting, and no one's really furthered the conversation. Greer seems rather confident that Louisville's going to do a lot here to add another body. And I kind of think that is, I would use generic, but I don't mean that. By the way, the Reds had two on, including a guy at third with nobody out and did not score. So there you go, Mitch. I'm sure you're happy about that. It goes to the bottom of the seventh. 437-9680. But I want to get to that. I still think the Ty Washington and the Wheeler stuff is more pressing, is a bigger story. But Louisville basketball, are they done? Are they not done? That is a discussion. And quite frankly, I think the fan base is pretty split on this. Don't you, Mitch? I mean, maybe it's not 50-50, but I know Maben and Rummage think, hey, you're good to go. We're ready to roll. I don't agree with that. I'm on the side of, you know, bringing in guys of value has value. Having options. Kentucky basketball has options right now. I don't know how good the options are. I didn't watch Davidson play. I haven't seen Ty Washington play. If Wheeler commits, I've seen him play, one game or whatever it was. So that kind of, in my mind, it reared its ugly head because I feel like so many Louisville fans have said, we're good to go. We're happy with the roster. Unless, you know, someone falls on your lap, you know, on your lap, in your lap, that's not Brian Bowen Sr., that you're good to go, right? And there's another whole group of people, of which I'm in, that say, I mean, this team still needs some things. And part of that goes back to I'm not in love with Jared West, maybe as other people, although I feel like now we're almost picking on him. So Greer mentioned it today. It was pretty strong talking about that today, filling in for Bobby V. So I want to get to that. As for Kentucky, 437-9680 here on the take. Strebel's going to be here, he said, in a couple minutes. By the way, Mitch, in studio tomorrow. So we'll see your beautiful face tomorrow, and you and Strebel can look in each other's eyes. You notice one thing. And I was talking with, I think it was Issel and Pratt, in the bullpen, if you will, okay? And we were talking about Ty Washington, and we were talking about Sevier Wheeler, and we were having Kentucky basketball Benny conversations, okay? And it hit me like a Mack truck, Mitch, that there is a great narrative that has died with Kentucky basketball, and it's this. The whole quote-unquote, is he a Cal guy? It's done. And this is what I was talking with Pratt about. It's a narrative that has either changed or it's just like done. Because what all these people, and Strebel's brought this up, what all these and a lot of Kentucky fans wanted wanted a college basketball team. We're tired of the mercenaries and the one and done. Well, the Cal guy was, quite frankly, the most talented, okay, cocky, abrasive, confident, confident, okay, and he has had players lately that, quite frankly, have lacked confidence. But I don't think that when you see Cal go and get a player from West Virginia that's been good, he's been all right, Shibuya's been good, they expect him to be great. And when you go on the recruiting trail and get multiple guys who are not one and dones, and when you go and you get a guy like Dante Allen, and Cal and Dante Allen do not see things, I would imagine, the same way. What about Keon Brooks? Archie Miller wanted him. I bring all this up because for so many years, there has been a narrative, Cal's got to get a Cal guy. And that's maybe that comes back with Orlando Antigua. I do feel like there's a good chance Ty Washington fits into that. That's why I bring this up. Well, Ty Washington's a Cal guy. And that's a fine narrative. That's a fine narrative to have out there. But Cal's taking guys from West Virginia. He's taking guys from Fred McCaffrey and Iowa. He's taking guys from Davidson. I'm not acting like they aren't targeting these guys and finding players that fit them to fit their scheme, guys that he likes. But it used to be the brash personality, you get off the bus and we're going to intimidate you. And I got to be honest, I just noticed that today when we're talking about all these different pieces. I hope BBN's happy because this is what everyone wanted in college basketball, is for guys who were one and done, like, okay, to be able to go other places. And you have seen the G League do some of that. And you have a kid today go to Milwaukee. Go to UW-Milwaukee. That's going to happen too. And the other thing I thought of, and maybe it's just me, if Kentucky goes out and Ty is wrapped up tonight, and obviously Sevier Wheeler, if they still want him, Mitch, there's a couple things. Number one, that's a lot of guards. And at some point, I wonder if there is an odd man out. I really do. And I hate to go back to Dante Allen, but there was little evidence that John Calipari was in love with Dante Allen. Look at Strebel rolling in today. What is that shirt? That is a Cole special. Look at you. You got the chest hair popping. Look at you. Oh, my goodness. I wish you could see this guy right now. Look at you.
It was beach day today.
Was it beach day?
It was beach day. A little beach day on a Wednesday.
So you guys are still just mailing it in.
I mean, just
no, we're not. It's busy.
Look at that shirt.
Yeah, I got this on Amazon.
Oh, boy. You going to wear it once and take it back?
No.
You got the gold chain? Mitch, I wish you could see this.
It's not gold.
Streeple's got a gold chain.
It's not gold.
He's got an unbuttoned
what
shirt.
What is it then?
No, it's a silver chain. It's got a
silver?
Yeah. It's got a crucifix.
Have you always worn chains?
Crucifix.
Yeah, St. Michael's. Yeah.
Why does that have a crucifix?
Have you always worn a necklace?
I wear this every day. Really? I never take it off.
I've never noticed.
It's true. Yeah. Well, normally I'm wearing like collars and stuff that like cover it up.
Your collar is a little messed up.
Yeah.
Pop that
there
out. There you go. There you go.
There
you go. You look good.
Thank you. I have like 5 of these shirts. I love them.
So what happened to your sources? Mitch is going
after
you.
Yeah, I know. I heard. Look.
Was it Gershon?
It wasn't Gershon, but it wasn't just one. There were a couple people I was talking to, and the thought was it was going to be Sevier Wheeler. Like, yeah, Sevier Wheeler is probably going to commit tomorrow. Something's going to happen tomorrow. It's probably Sevier Wheeler. Then it pops up, oh, actually, it's Ty Washington.
Well, maybe.
So it was.
I think you're nervous about Ty.
I'm not at all. He's going to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not nervous at all.
If we were really mean, and I still kind of want to do this, there's just one sad soul. Jason Shear from the Arizona Insider, who still has him going to Arizona.
Let's call him.
I just want to call him.
What's his name?
Jason Shear.
Jason Shear. Now he's a gas bag. He's got to be an Arizona homer. Right?
No, he's an Arizona Jody.
Like that's what I was going to say. Like the Jody of Arizona basketball.
I was trying to be nice.
We're not going to be nice today.
Okay.
No.
Wow, not going to be nice today.
Mitch, what kind of mood? We need to get to this. Streeple and I think you might be in a mood today. Are you in a mood today? You don't seem like it.
I mean, my mom called. No one cares about this.
Here we go. Oh,
my mom
no.
called me last night, and the cruise we were supposed to go on this summer got canceled.
Oh.
Because of COVID. Yeah, I don't want to go full Fox News on you guys, but it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's a cruise in July getting canceled because of COVID.
I thought like cruises were on.
I thought so too, but apparently not. So that's been a little bit bummer today, and I started a new diet today as well.
Oh, we knew it. Streeple, we were totally right.
We're like, something's going on with you.
Oh, yeah, because usually, I mean, by 9:30 you haven't said something mean to Streeple, something's wrong.
Right, now we're throwing shots at it.
Yeah, and then once we got to 10, 10:30, 11, I was starting to be, like, legit worried.
No,
yeah,
this is,
we need to check and make sure he's okay?
This is my life, and you guys can make fun. Text line's going to make fun of me. I don't care. I was like, I want to get in good shape for this cruise, even though it's only like 2 months away. And so last night I went to Kroger and like bought all this healthy stuff and literally threw away all of my junk food I had in my fridge and my cabinets, all of it. And then my mom calls me an hour later and said, hey, the cruise is canceled.
So today
I had a bowl of granola for breakfast and a turkey and cheese spinach wrap for lunch.
Texas says, I really want Ty to commit to LSU just for the content. I would faint.
I think Twitter would burn down.
If Will Wade wrote in here at the last second, and by the way, that's not going to happen. And you know what? Another aside. Were you trolling Matt Jones a second ago on Twitter?
No, I was trying to make you guys laugh.
You were trolling Matt Jones on Twitter, and I don't like it.
No, I was trying to make you guys laugh.
This is not how you get on OVW.
No, I was trying to make you guys laugh because you shared the tweet, Matt Jones. You said if Streeple tweeted something like this, we would crush it.
Yeah, in private conversation. Right.
And so I retweeted it. I said, I too like the chances of the catch or something like that. I wasn't trying to troll him at all. No.
Texas says, Mitch's mom didn't cancel the cruise. The family's going without him.
That would be the worst.
Yeah, that'd be even more heartbreaking.
That'd be terrible. Like, Mitch is, oh, it's canceled because of Kobe.
Who is going? You, your mom, Sean, and your sister, or what?
Just me, my mom, and my sister. Sean wasn't going to be there. And I was going to have a suite to myself.
Oh, man.
And there's going to be a casino there.
Oh,
and we
man.
Bought the all drink package.
Oh,
it was
going to
be
man.
A week in the Bahamas.
Can't you go on a, like, can't you book another cruise?
Here's what they told us. They said because of COVID, they don't have enough like crew members vaccinated, so they're only running three ships. And for some reason, we can't do one of those three ships. I don't know. I don't know why. And my mom's, you know, paying for it also. I'm not gonna complain. So, yeah.
Texas says, "I love Streeble is wearing a Jesus piece to school today."
I wear it every day. I really, really do. I promise. I wear it every day. I got it from Christmas years ago for my mother.
Texas says, "Granola isn't healthy."
Bleep off. It's 200 calories for half a cup.
Texas says, on the plus side, granola is not healthy at all.
I never knew that. I always thought granola was like the health food item. Like people, I got to eat my granola today for my fiber. I didn't know that granola actually wasn't healthy.
Texas says, please, basketball god, send Ty Ty somewhere else besides Lexington. I need Big Rig on six flat tires tomorrow on the show.
No, sorry. It's not going to happen. Ty Ty's coming.
Well, here's the next thing. And Mitch, I don't know if Mitch... Today it doesn't sound like he has the fight in his body.
It doesn't.
But other days he will.
Yeah.
Is the pivots going to be the Wheeler's not very good for Louisville fans?
I've been doing research.
I'm sure. Game logs. You went to ESPN.com.
And I watched a little video.
You watch a little video.
I watched a little video of Sevier Wheeler.
Did you really?
Yes, he's not a very good shooter.
No, he shoots like 20%.
Yeah, from three.
He can get you paint touches. That's what Mike Pratt told Issel. He said, this guy can get you paint touches.
Exactly. He gets
can't
in the lane.
Shoot worth the bleep, but he gets you a paint touch.
Exactly. If you've got Kellen Grady or C.J. Frederick or Ty Ty Washington out there, he can kick it to, hit threes, you're in business. That's what you need. And by the way, the Louisville fans, I compared Sevier Wheeler to Jared West today. And I got news
Jared
for you guys.
West.
I don't want to pick on him.
No, you do. Jared West, what are we doing?
I'm just saying, Louisville fans want to know.
Sevier Wheeler and Jared West are getting crushed.
Yeah,
for no reason.
If they want to take shots at Sevier Wheeler, and they do, who averaged pretty much a double-double. He had 14 points and 7 rebounds. And on top of that, had a triple-double, multiple double-doubles, didn't go 0-for in any games. I'm looking at Jared West's log, and I'm like, bro, he couldn't score against Charlotte. He had zero. Didn't he play Charlotte the next day? He had 6. I'm looking at this dude's numbers. I'm like, they want him to start? I mean, this isn't Carly Jones where he just lit up everybody every single night and averaged 21 points a game. There were games where this dude didn't do anything in 30 minutes.
This is your main take today. Settle down. I don't want you to get your entire main take out there.
Because
this is your take today.
I'm just putting it out there. If Louisville fans want to crush Sevier Wheeler and say Kentucky's getting a lesser player, it's like, no, they're getting the SEC leader in assists is who they're getting. And I don't want to hear it. All I'm saying is y'all better hope L. Ellis is good.
Texas says y'all make fun of Jared West weekly. I don't know why. I'm not.
I'm saying
Jared West and Sevier Wheeler are going to be put in the crosshairs this offseason. I believe that. I also believe, boy, that shirt looks, you, Mitch, I need to pause you. I got to pause, because I know what's happening to Streeble right now.
Send me a picture.
It's bothering me, and it's killing him right now.
I got to stand up.
No, you stand up, because
gotta straighten it out.
He's got this shirt, and only men that have...
But look,
hang on. Only the men, I need to take a picture of this. Only men, during the break.
Sure.
That... have the figure like Jeff Greer.
Right.
Can wear a button down where it's a
doesn't bunch up.
Yeah, it's a floral
beach
theme.
Right, it's a floral beach. It's got little
beach themed button up, okay?
Like Polynesian boats.
The problem is at the bottom, it's going to tuck and it's going to pull. Mitch, you know what I'm talking about here? And so Streeble when he sits down, and this is why I would never even think about wearing something like this.
Yeah.
You are braver than I. His shirt is just pulling on him at his gut and at his man boob area.
Yes.
And so he's trying to give takes, and he's uncomfortable, and I think he's sweating. Like, do you have another shirt?
No.
Oh, my. You've been wearing that all day.
Yeah, it's very comfortable.
No, it doesn't.
Not right now for some reason.
You look as uncomfortable as, and I can tell. It's bothering my skin.
I feel fine.
Because I know the feeling that you're going through, and it's a terrible feeling.
The only thing that's, like, the shirt feels fine. It's very soft and silky. The only problem I have is, like, in like a year ago, you would have actually been able to see my stomach, like, through the little hole in the shirt because it would stretch out and you'd be able to see this hairy belly.
Listen, I'm with you, but yeah. you physically look uncomfortable.
I'm feeling good.
Well,
I know.
That's
just
the focus.
That's looks.
Not a yeah. Bush Light.
Well, yeah, that'll come later.
Texas says there's not a team in the country where every single guard is a great shooter. Ridiculous that anyone would be upset about Wheeler coming in to distribute the ball to an army of shooters. Well, I think the same about Wheeler and West.
Here's my
I feel yes, I would agree
yeah,
with that.
If West was a look, here's my point. Louisville fans are treating him like he's going to be a starter. He's a nice piece. He would be a good backup point guard, like I'm expecting Sevier Wheeler to be. And that's how Kentucky fans are talking about Sevier Wheeler if he commits as like a backup to Ty Washington. Louisville fans are in a position where your guards are Jared West, L. Ellis, Nolan Hickman. And am I leaving anybody? Not Nolan Hickman. Noah Locke. Am I leaving anybody out? Is there
Mitch? Mike James.
So there's your four, right? Well, if L. Ellis comes in and struggles, they're going to have to play Jared West because they don't know anything about L. Ellis either. So that's my point. They're more reliant on Jared West because L. Ellis better be good because they don't have many other options after him. I would trust Sevier Wheeler more as a starter than Jared West just based on competition, straight-up numbers, and experience in big-time college basketball.
Texas says, Round Daddy with his crucifix while he gets drunk, checks out IG models, and trolls Mike Rutherford with one of his dozen emails.
I haven't done that in a long, long time. Very long time. Well, just the last part. The other stuff happens regularly. He just drank wine. I don't understand whether you can't drink beer and wear a crucifix.
Texas says granola is the Snickers of health food.
Whatever.
I don't know what that means. Snickers are good.
Texas says Sean just flexed on ya.
Sean? No. Sean didn't tell Mitch's mom she couldn't go on. That's not what they're implying, right?
Or they're implying they just told Mitch it was canceled and
Sean's
going.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. I believe Mitch's mom. I believe that because they're having a hard time finding workers for a lot of things, not just cruise ships. It's true.
Just
like what else?
Right now.
Like fast food restaurants, for one, or just regular restaurants.
Texas says, take the shirt off and just rock the chain. Well, that's what I was going to ask. If you want another shirt, you sure you don't have one?
I'm fine.
You look massively uncomfortable.
I'm not. I promise
you did
I'm
this.
Not.
A guy said, I love the tuck and pull. You did some sort of tuck when you sat down.
Tummy
tuck.
I flattened it out.
Like a flat tuck.
Yeah,
or
then
tuck
I sat
flat.
Down and went like this, like, meh.
Do you keep an extra shirt in your car?
Oh, you should.
I don't.
You don't?
Maybe I should. I don't.
You should
never...
keep like a sleeping bag in there. Yeah, you got to have a couple different things.
Really? No.
Yeah, in case you get stranded.
In the vans,
yeah.
Like baseball stuff. That's
yeah, but
really
you, why?
Lot.
You don't want to play with your kids.
Yeah, well, we had because we're always going to games and stuff, so we just keep a lot of that stuff in the van. We got like chairs. I got really nice chairs in there. Like instead of those like fold-out chairs, you sit. They actually rock. They're like fold-out rocking chairs. They're really nice.
Wow, you take those to go watch the kids?
Heck yeah.
You were out there last night, weren't you?
Yeah, I know. And
was Big Easy?
No,
wasn't.
Oh, hell no. He doesn't go with the peasants anymore.
No, he's
no,
done.
He's done. He's
in a tower.
Yeah, he's in a tower with a Peloton.
Mitch will explain the gas crisis in the United States. We'll hear from Jeff Borzello, and someone local stood up to Bob Baffert. All of that coming up next. All right, guys, I need to tell you about the fitness market, thefitnessmarket.com. I skipped treadmill day. Not good.
You did?
Not good from your boy. Skip treadmill day.
No, you're busy.
I'm a busy man.
You're
I'm
in the office.
I'm just so busy. Me and Pat are just so busy.
And Mitch,
we're just so busy.
Three busy guys.
Our mom's also canceled a Bahamas vacation.
Oh, no.
All of us. Oh. All of us. So the fitness market, Mitch, that's what you need. Get in shape with the fitness market, thefitnessmarket.com. They have the two locations, Plantside Drive, the other on Westport Road, and they got anything you need. All the best brands, all the treadmills, ellipticals, exercise bikes, that great selection of electric bikes, rowing machines, and much, much more, including strength equipment, weights, and much more. They got you covered right now. They have the Treadmill Medic, family-owned business, can work with any budget. Financing is available. If you need something to get in shape, to stay in shape, to start that home gym, or to add to that home gym, they got you covered. 882-2694. Find them on online, the Facebook page, The Fitness Market, or online today, thefitnessmarket.com. 882-2694. It's The Fitness Market.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Like, I can't tell you, like, in 2004, like, it was lawless.
Wow, that's awesome.
It was lawless.
That was back in my heyday, like, too, when I was doing things and, like.
What were you doing?
And James Strebel.
That would have been my scene back then. I would have been having a good time. Been having a very good time listening to some music, having some drinks. Yeah. Sounds like a great time.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
What are you laughing at over there?
Music.
You think this is Jack Harlow?
I don't know what it is. It sounds like an alarm.
Who is this, Mitch? Is this Block Boy? Is this NBA Youngblood?
It's Da Baby.
Oh, Da Baby. Okay.
Hey, it's a Witch Wednesday.
Favorite.
There you go. Witch Wednesday at ESPN Louisville. Thank you to Jason and his team bringing by some lunch today to the ESPN Louisville studios. Carry it, curbside delivery, whatever it may be. You know they got the two locations in Louisville, Hurstbourne and Brownsboro Crossing. Plus, the new menu is there. So find them online or at the Witch app. Witch Superior Sandwiches. And yeah, Mitch, with all of the different people we have in the office, especially you got your boy Mike Pratt, you got your boy Danny Issel, we have an intern or two, we're around there. Oh, yeah.
Maybe in a rummage?
Well, yeah, but they're always there.
Yeah, but I'm just saying there's a lot of people
now. Diener was waiting for the Witch. It
Diener?
Was done.
He has
it was
to wait?
And Diener, well, I mean, for it to arrive.
Oh, okay. I mean, like in line. I
no,
like, I
he had to wait in line. He moves
his food.
No, you kidding
That's
me?
That's what I'm talking
Process
about.
Picks him up, actually. He carries him on a pillow.
He carries him in.
He carries him on a pillow.
He sits the pillow down on the chair.
Yeah.
And then Dieter is served his lunch.
Yeah, yes.
I like that. If I was the vice president, that's what I'd
that's
do.
That's exactly what happens.
But it takes
precisely
more than,
what happens.
It would take more than just Process to carry me on a pillow.
I thought Process shot back at you today, Mitch, over something off the air, of course. But
yeah.
I can't remember what it was. Texas says, let me find this here, 437-9680. Texas says, are you better than Michigan, Daddy?
Oh,
At
some point, yes.
You want to get to that at some point?
I didn't hear it, but I read the tweets.
Well, you heard it.
I promise I didn't. I didn't hear it, but I read the tweets. I saw TJ Walker and Locke going
We'll get to it. Oh, yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me sad.
Texas says, hey, Mitch, Sean is showing you who the alpha is in Callaway County.
Okay,
there you go.
He's
like, showing you.
This is a touchy subject.
Texas says, you could see the stomach through the hole, mark that. Texas says, come on, Strebel, Matty Bangs had the exact take earlier today.
Which one?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea
what take they're talking about. I didn't listen to Matty Bangs today.
Texas says, Matty Bangs was on 680 from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. last night. Is Strebel jealous?
No, I'm a 680 every day.
Strebel's not jealous. I'm jealous.
Yeah, I'm not jealous at all.
Strebel's not jealous. I am.
Andy wants to be on.
That would be me that would be jealous not being on ESPN Radio at midnight. Not Strebel.
No.
He doesn't care.
No.
He does not care. That's me.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
What was I going to bring up with you? I can't remember what I was going to bring up with you, and it's driving me absolutely insane right now. Oh, goodness. At 4 o'clock, 4:30, Pat 40, at 4 o'clock, we have, I am blanking. What's wrong with my brain today? What do we have at 4 o'clock?
Is that Paul Biancardi? Or
no,
is we have Mitch
no Paul Biancardi. Oh,
Mitch
I have
the softball
the
update. Yeah.
No, I have the softball update.
Oh, you had
update.
The softball update.
Yeah,
okay, I knew there was one.
Oh, it was the gas pipeline. You were Mitch,
oh, yeah,
you
Mitch.
And Mitch were going to explain that to us.
I can.
Mitch, can you explain what the gas crisis is in the United States right now?
I don't
now?
Know, but it's ridiculous. Like, COVID's horrible. COVID was a horrible thing. Let me preface that. But a year ago, gas was like $2 or like under $2. And we just got like a stimulus check. And like we're doing like Zoom happy hours. And I'm not gonna lie, it was kind of chill. Now it's like gas is like almost $3.50. So what's going on? I don't know what's going on. So I'm asking you guys, what's going on?
Okay, well, there was a hack into a coastline pipeline that
Mitch wants to blame Biden. I that's what's going on here, Mitch. Do you want to blame? I feel like there's something within you right now that wants to blame.
I mean,
Joe
the
Biden.
Gas prices have only gone up since he's been elected. And there's few things I rarely care about, and gas prices are one of them because I drive an old truck and it eats a lot of gas.
Well, this
so my bank account's been hurting, yes.
Well, this isn't Biden's fault.
Well, that's, okay. And it's also not Biden's fault that Twin Spires has happened and all those other things.
Yes. So,
how do you hack into a gas line?
They hacked into a gas line. It's a hacker group called, like, DarkSide, and they believe that maybe the
is
Russians
Ents
are...
Is a part of it?
Well, they think the Russians are working with them.
Like I said, is that Ents?
It might be. Ents may Ents be in the dark the, web Ents, with the dark side.
Ents would be the guy in Jurassic Park who steals what the eggs, the embryos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Nedry.
Yeah,
because it was Newman from
Newman. Yeah,
yeah, but he played Nedry.
Ents would be the Newman here.
Yeah, like hacking
into a gas line.
Yes.
Like, damn, I knew that guy. We love that guy. He loved
it was Jason Ents.
He loved UK basketball, Terry Wilson, and
Manchester
soccer.
United.
Yeah, that's what he loved. He thought he was just a normal guy.
Yeah,
there's places legit running out of gas.
It's not as look. People are panicking beyond belief. It's not like it's completely shut down. They're going to try to get it back online fully here in the next few days. The states that get hit that are getting hit the worst are like Florida, Georgia, Virginia, a little bit in Tennessee, but it's only like in Tennessee.
Oh, great!
Like
so just continue going up towards
but
us.
The pipeline doesn't deliver to us. It's like East Coast. It's like
it's
those
different
southern
pipeline,
states. A different
Mitch.
Pipeline, so it shouldn't affect us.
What pipeline do we
coastline.
Get?
Coastline. I don't know what one we
you don't
have.
Know.
No, but I know it's the coastline pipeline.
267-9680. If you can explain this better.
Yeah, I think I'm doing.
Now you're doing a pretty good job.
But like Tennessee.
Yeah, but I don't feel like this is. I feel like Mitch. I feel like it's two different things. I feel like Mitch doesn't know anything about this gas emergency.
No,
it's
I
not
don't.
An emergency.
It's really not an emergency.
I feel like Mitch still has, despite the hacking, a fundamental issue with Joe Biden.
And the gas prices.
Yeah, I mean, they
just continued to gone up.
Well, they were high before the hack, and then that didn't help.
No, it really didn't.
Texas says, can we get Sean's thoughts on the gas shortage? Again, if you're new to the show, Sean is Mitch's stepfather. That is the correct term.
Mom's boyfriend.
Okay, sorry. I apologize. I made that.
So how can we fix
this
problem?
I made that
worse
than I needed
well,
to.
Well, it doesn't help that there's
with
also
summer,
major
Mitch,
tensions in the, big,
Mitch,
in the Middle East. And it's
Mitch,
summer.
These gas people companies.
Are out.
These gas companies haven't been selling gas.
Yeah.
Now people are getting out and things are open and families are going on vacation. Gas always goes up in the damn summer, Mitch.
Yeah, there's a multitude of reasons why it's as high as it is. It's not just one.
My buddy texted me and says all gas here comes from Marathon Petroleum. That you know that's our boy Detox.
Hey,
who,
Tox.
No, don't say that.
Oh,
who was shooting his mouth off at Ty Washington?
Yeah.
Well, on Twitter.
That's what he does.
Yeah,
know.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
Ty's like, I'm too excited to sleep.
He can't sleep.
He couldn't sleep last night. He shut his mouth off.
Tosh was going at him?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Could Jared West sleep? Are you sold on Jared West, Tox? Are you sold on him? You sold on L. Ellis?
Yeah, Mitch, you love this. Buddy of ours said I won't step foot into Cardinal Stadium until Satterfield's gone. And I guarantee his ass will be in that stadium for three games this year.
Sneaking in some
yeah,
alcohol,
yeah, right there. Sneaking in early times. I already know what's going to happen.
Yeah. He'll be in there. The football itch will be too much to go watch that in person with, you know, hopefully close to full stadiums.
by that time.
Wow, Texas sent me today on 42 in the Watterson. Thorns was out of gas. How about
really?
That?
Yeah, I think the people are going and like they're taking gas cans and they're filling them up, and it's like you don't have to do that.
That's just the
government's telling people don't do that. It's not that bad. People are. It's like with toilet paper. It's the same thing with toilet paper. People are freaking out and they're panicking and they're panic buying.
Texas says, Mitch, you're right. Biden's the worst. There
I
you
never
go,
said
Mitch.
That.
There you go. There you go.
You brought this on, Mitch.
That's there it is.
I'm kidding, Mitch.
There it
I'm
is.
Kidding. You didn't say it.
Texas says, Mitch knows by hack into a gas line that Strebel means the security system, not the gas pipe itself, right?
I'm not going to lie. I don't understand how it's
so you thought some. You thought a Russian that looked like Jason Entz broke into the gas, like dug into the earth?
Yes.
Shut the actual pipe off.
And had like a pickaxe and like...
Planted a bomb on the gas pipe and then got flown out. I can't imagine, Mitch, and this is going to be mean. I think Mitch would be a great case study if you just put news in front of him. Like, if you put Fox News in front of him, I think he would regurgitate them. If I put the other station, CNN, MSNBC, whatever,
right.
I think he would, in time, regurgitate their rhetoric.
He would just look at it. He wouldn't try to be partial or try to, like, weed out, like,
he would
nonsense
just,
from
he
news.
He would just absorb.
Just absorb
and blame,
it.
And blame Biden. Or not blame
or
Biden.
Or blame the Republicans.
Yeah.
I mean, you're probably right. I don't watch the news at all. The only time I watch the news is when I click on I turn my TV on and it automatically goes to Spectrum. And then I watch literally 15 seconds of Locke and then change it to ESPN.
Yeah. About right.
Yeah.
That's
about
right.
Most people do. That would
Texas says it was
show.
Hacked by Lexington. Did you ever get your Blankenbaker take out of the way, by the way, yesterday? The Russia?
No,
and he was hurt
I don't
today.
Think so.
Mitch, what do we have on our sound sheet? Our guy Blank was hurt
he's
again
He's still
today.
Heard about, but like, man, he cheated. Yeah. He did it. He went from making excuses, blaming cancel culture, blaming false tests.
We don't need this
all
from
these
you.
Things.
We don't need
and,
this from
I'm
you.
I'm just saying.
I know. We've heard it, though.
But there's a fundamental change from going on all the outlets and saying, actually, talk to my lawyer. He does have it. And Blank can't accept it. He cheated, Blankenbaker. He cheated. You don't have to cover for him. You don't have to. You don't have to.
By the way,
you cake for enough people.
You know the craziest thing? And, Mitch, I don't think you heard this morning. Blankenbaker, like this year, because Mandaloon, he had $250 on Mandaloon to win.
Blankenbaker did?
He would have won over $6,000.
Oh, my gosh.
If I were Blankenbaker, I would be ready to fight Bob Baffert and everyone.
Yes.
And he's not. I told Diener that off the air. I'm like, this guy lost over $6,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And still doesn't want to kill Bob Baffert. And I mean, you know how that.
He doesn't want to verbally assault Bob
verbally
Baffert.
Assault on AM and FM radio.
Bob Baffert.
Bob Baffert.
Yeah, that's confusing to me.
I would be crushing. If I lost $6,000 to Bob Baffert because of this, I would be crushing Baffert.
Absolutely.
Just wailing away on Bob Baffert.
I mean, I'd put in like an in-ground pool or something with $6,000.
Save that for the next day. I mean, you think... You know how much in-ground pools cost?
Well, that's a deposit. You put the deposit down on it. Yeah, they're like $13,000, like $20,000. They're expensive.
Is Baffert a Louisville man? I guess.
He must be. I mean, there's no other explanation for it.
Go ahead, sorry.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you're right.
He is. He's taking up for him the way he takes up for Satterfield or Mack. Well, not so much Mack anymore. No. Mainly Satterfield.
Soon enough.
Yeah, once
as soon as Mack does a press conference when
right.
he gets all his players and coaches in, it's going to be a love fest.
It'll be a love fest.
I can't
yes.
wait for it.
We'll probably talk about this more later, but I'm just interested to hear what Jeff Borzello and Jeff Greer talked about, like Louisville adding, because that goes against what most Louisville fans think about their team, right?
Texas says Bolshevik Blank colluded with the Russians to hack into the pipeline. Texas says, what's Mitch's thoughts about the third party that's forming?
There's a third party forming?
Texas says, Strebel was seen in UofL gear at New Albany Thorns hoarding gas this morning.
It's not true at all. No.
Texas says, duh news. Texas says, hey, Mitch, if the price of fish sticks go up, that's Biden.
I love how that's still a thing. I haven't eaten fish sticks in literally a year.
Really?
Yes.
I'm a little sad about that.
I ate them one time and talked about it on air.
We talk about it all the time.
We've talked about this on the air.
Multiple times. The last year.
Shame on you.
No, I don't think so.
That is a stunning lock level lie.
Yes. You've talked about eating fish sticks multiple times. Like a multiple nights
you
on
air.
You act
like you ate fish sticks one time and that became...
And even if I did, there's still nothing wrong with it. So I don't know why the text line always brings it up.
Because it's viewed as like kiddie food.
Yeah, it's children food.
It's children food. It's like chicky nuggies and stuff.
Texas says blank lost $250, not $6,000. Oh, that's not the way I see it.
That's not the way I see it.
Right. If I bet Mandaloon, and Mandaloon's going to be the winner of the Kentucky Derby, most likely, I don't see it as I lost $250. I see it as I lost $6,000.
Yeah.
I would be sick to my stomach if I were blank.
100%.
Maybe blank urinates on thousands of dollars. That could be it. Like, I'm being serious. That might be the case. But I know me, if I had $6,000... And I picked Mandaloon. I probably would have won. I need to look exactly
how much you would have won.
How much I would, and not anywhere near that.
No, no.
I mean, hell, if I would have lost $1,000 on this, I'd be crushing Baffert.
It's like Blanket Maker. Maybe he urinates on money the way Bob Baffert's trainers urinate on hay.
Texas says, "LOL, you're right, Mitch. Trump told voters enjoy your higher gas prices."
Did he really?
Yeah, just a text line. I mean, you thinking an in-ground pool is going to cost a couple $1,000s.
No, it's $6,000. Yeah,
I mean, you know how much those cost, right? You got to dig into the earth
and stuff.
I mean, they're like $40,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000.
Well, yeah. I'm not spending that.
I mean, wow.
We are getting a pool, though.
Are you?
We
above
are.
Ground? Of
above,
course you are.
Above, yeah, above
yeah,
ground pool.
Nice.
I'm not thinking $30,000.
Are they available?
Yeah.
Because I know last year there was a shortage on those.
Yes, yes. The issue is...
You getting a pool? Where are you getting a pool?
Getting it installed. We got to... It might be a little... Like, we'll get the pool in like 2 weeks.
What do you mean installed?
Like, have them install the pool.
Yeah, but you're just getting an above-ground pool. You can do that yourself, can't you?
They got to level the ground out and stuff.
Oh, so yeah. So there. So
my backyard's a little hilly.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so I got some hills.
Oh, you can do that.
Yeah, I don't trust myself. I'd hit like a gas line or something. I wouldn't. Yeah, I'd be in big trouble.
Texas says, Strebel's stuck in the 80s.
No, I'm not. I'm modern.
Texas says, massive lie by Mitch. I bet he had a platter of fish sticks immediately after posing for that picture in front of Robert E. Lee.
That is a great picture. I love that.
Blank was listening, I think, to you.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
what'd he say?
You weren't nearly as harsh as you should have been.
What, on Blankenbaker?
Yeah. You said you had this great take, like he was being Russian media for Baffert.
Yes.
Now the time's gone.
He was.
No, you ruined it. You ruined it.
I wasn't.
You had a chance to cut a promo, and I set you up, and you messed it up.
I'm sorry. Blank told us how much he spent on his pool.
You thinking you're going to lay $6,000
down? Well, I didn't know. I've never had a pool installed.
We know. South End, New Albany.
Yeah, South End, New Albany.
We get it. Yeah. we get it.
I have some neighbors with in-ground pools.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's big time.
It is big time.
Let's play the sad. there's a sound bite that says, Sad Diener Talking Baffert.
Oh, good.
I haven't heard that, but I feel like that would be a good place for us to pivot to.
Yeah, so that's where we are right now, and I hate it so much because he's the biggest star in the sport, and now he's just going to be thrown in with Lance Armstrong, Pete Rose, you name it, and just a week ago, guy was a star, a hero, the best that ever was.
I mean, that's so sad.
That's got to be in the sound bracket, Mitch. That has to be able to make it through the entire year.
It does.
I'm not saying it's got to be even like an 8 seed. I'm saying it's got to be in the sound bracket.
That's 2 this week.
The very end. Can I hear the end where he's like where he's listing off how great of a man Bob Baffert was just 1 week ago?
Thrown in with Lance Armstrong, Pete Rose, you name it, and just a week ago. Guy was a star, a hero, the best that ever was.
He is a star. I think he's still a star. He's just a different kind of star. That's all there is to it. He is not who you thought he was. He cheated. He's cheated multiple times. Mitch, he's not who you think he is.
1 week ago, was Bob Baffert a hero?
He did something heroic.
I think he's still all of those.
I do too. I don't. Why is everyone like discarding him? Like he's done. He's over. Bob Baffert ain't going anywhere. He ain't going anywhere.
Texas says this confirms James is a redneck above ground pool. Listen, you got to. People have above ground pools. What are you talking about?
You can make them nice.
I'm in the same thing. I think I may put the money in and get one too.
Really?
Same time. Let's do it the same
time. Let's do it. Let's go. Yeah. I'll tell you where we got ours. It'll
be another thing I can do upkeep on.
Yes. Well, that's kind of was my point. I was like, I'm going to have to clean this thing.
No, you're going to do the whole thing. I already know. No, I'm going to do the whole thing. Well, can't you now not get chlorine either? Is that Biden's fault as well, Mitch? Just waiting for Mitch to give me an update.
Apparently, there's going to be a chicken shortage, too. Like,
that's fine. I don't care.
Chicken.
No, that's all I eat is chicken. Biden's trying to kill me.
He's taking your gas. He's taking your chicken. He's going to take Drew's chlorine for the pools.
Man. Oh, my God.
What if they couldn't have chlorine for Drew's pool?
Listen, I'll sacrifice me having a pool this year and going to a pool if it means Diener doesn't.
Oh.
Because that content's too gold.
It would be.
He will insurrect Owl Creek.
He will.
Whatever that means, he will go. And I wouldn't blame him.
Or he'll go across state lines to find chlorine.
Hey, listen, I couldn't go to my swanky pool last year either.
You couldn't, no.
I was shut down.
Shut down.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. Boy, we did nothing there.
That was fun.
We had Pat 40 in about 30 minutes. On the other end, I want to dive back into, and I want to play that Jeff Borzello sound about Louisville basketball. I want to get to that. And we have a softball update for the boys tonight. The gas bags tonight. We'll get to that as well. 437-9680. It's The Take. It's Wednesday. It's ESPN Louisville. All right, guys. Big names are headlining this weekend's UFC 262 card, from Tony Ferguson to Michael Chandler. No shortage of action. And DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, I don't know why I paused like that, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. One fighter is going to be walking away with the belt. Will you be walking away with the cash? Here's all you got to do. Just pick the main event fighter you think is going to win, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right. Bet $1 on select fighters, and if they win, you win $100. If MMA is not your thing, they have all the basketball, all the hockey, all the golf, PGA coming up next week, and much more. It's all safe. It's secure. It's reliable. It is DraftKings. So go right now and download. It's free. The top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that promo code WHBE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. Place your bet. Watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code WHBE to turn $1 into $100 on select main card fighters. It's all for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Indiana only. New customers only as well. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
BetRivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.